Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The right fielder, Josie Depp. Batting third. The DH, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Pottek reaches second base with a double. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Depp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pottek moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pottek scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards first. Way then fields the ball and throws to Splitorf covering. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Depp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Pottek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. UL Washington now playing second base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive towards short. Potek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Zdeb hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Al Cowens. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter strikes out. 1 out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Evans reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Hobson moves to second. Two outs. Al Raboski now pitching. Fred Kendall pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy pinch runs for Fred Kendall. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing second base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.